Well, hello and welcome back to the Prophet Express. I am Tim Healy. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, you can always follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. And on Facebook as well at the Prophet Express page. Love to hear from you. Today's guest has been Ken White. He is co-steward and Brookhaven National Laboratory's Manager of Educational Programs. And he's part of the new initiative by Empire State Development and the Long Island STEM Hub, which announced the launch of a new video series and curriculum for children in grades K to 12. It's titled Full STEM Ahead Long Island. And part of the initiative is the brain drain. And there's a lot of negativity focused around that because of housing, because of the cost on Long Island. It is part of the reality. But what I don't want to do on the Prophet Express is obviously just talk about, you know, the expensive housing and the taxes. And part of the reason Ken is here and is the fact that he's part of the solution. And I just want to share his message because I think it's a critically important message to share in the work that he's doing, is that there's great opportunity out there in so many fields, you know, that fit under the STEM umbrella. And you know, whether you're the student, whether you're about to enter the workforce, or you're a parent of somebody, a parent of a student, you know, your timing is perfect because there's great resources. So again, Ken, thanks for being on board today. It's been a great conversation, and you're the fun part of the solution. You know, you're the fun part. You're opening up the vision for so many people. You know, before the break, we talked about, you know, aviation. It's so much more than just a pilot. You know, so many jobs. So that leads me to my next question. What are the industries that you want Long Islanders to be aware of that are flourishing, that are thriving, that need STEM-capable students?
There's it's really quite broad. This answer might not surprise you really, but one of the areas that is going to be extraordinarily strong is computing, coding, computing capabilities. And the reason I say that is because information technology, computing, coding, computer science has a cross-section across every industry we've seen, right?
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, where you're going. So if you've got great skills in that, you're going to have opportunity in just about any industry.
Right.
But there's some others, and so we see that in the sciences, right? I work at Brookhaven Lab, and the mentors of our students for internships there were coming back to us saying our students don't know how to code. They don't understand scientific computing. They don't know how to solve a problem using coding. And so one thing for a parent to think about, or a student at this point, would be start taking some coding classes. Even if you don't want to be a coder, understand it so you can have the conversation with the people who are doing that for you, because your business is going to rely on it.
That's good advice. Yeah, to understand that tool set, sure.
And you'll find a job.
Hey,
isn't that kind of part of what it's all about, is find a job
you
like
your value.
And you enjoy, right?
You've got
that's
that in
right.
the back pocket, yeah.
That's right. Another one that we know will be quite good and very strong here is engineering. The infrastructure across Long Island is really, you know, there's that old joke that if Edison came back, he might recognize our electric system. And so PSEG, National Grid for the gas infrastructure, all of the utility systems, you look at these things, they're all investing an awful lot of money in upgrading and changing. And it's changing the way things move. We're looking at smart grid technology for the electrical system. And so there's an awful lot of work. And these utilities have the same problems everybody else does. It's an aging workforce. And how do you get young people in doing this? And the engineering that goes around that. You see the work going to the third rail. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of the work in the transit-oriented developments. Mm-hmm. You look at Brookhaven. We just were awarded a new electron ion collider there. It's a $1.6 to $2.6 billion dollar project out there. It's going to be 6 to 10 years of engineering construction. And so
sounds like a lot of jobs.
Yeah, it is. And it's certainly going to be during that period. And you have to think, you look in New York City, you look at the construction trades and other things in there, and the engineering and design that's going to happen there. It's enormous. And so those are some of them that are really quite strong. And I think you look at the biotech industry, the biotech, pharmaceuticals, There's a lot of work going on around that area too, and you're starting to see just last week, in the last week or so, there have been several articles about the innovation corridor growing here on Long Island, and those are the kinds of jobs we're going to see there.
Well, listen, I mean, what you just mentioned are just a lot of positives, you know, from coding, from the computer background, from that perspective, the utilities industry, you know, a lot of
cybersecurity
there, job security as well. So there's a lot of, it's a very strong positive message that you're sharing, which is great. You know, the grant that the labs just got for that collider, I was going to call it a collider thing, but I wanted to just sound so uneducated, but lots of jobs, lots of opportunity. Okay. I'm just a radio host. You know, I'm not a fancy scientist, but.
Neither am I.
But I mean, that's what I do want people to know. But then there's also the reality, and that's part of, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's part of your mission, Ken, is the fact that, yeah, you know, we're going to have a lot of jobs need filling.
We already do. And our,
yeah, it's not down the road. It's
no,
today.
No, it's today.
Right.
It's today. I'm talking to one person, you know, they're because the trades are important too. And the trades are increasingly more and more skilled in terms of technology and other things as well. So, you know, they're poaching from each other and it's driving the prices up and it's making it really challenging.
Yeah.
They need people. I talked to John Lombardo, who works at Suffolk Community College, mm-hmm. and he helps develop out people using the CNC machines, computer coding for manufacturing type activities. And his classes are so full. He's out of space and he's out of plate, you know, people to do the instruction. He has a waiting list backed up for these, and they're still not coming through fast enough for our manufacturing community and some of the other industries on Long Island. There's a desperate need for it.
Wow. And again, today on the show, Ken White, and he's part of the solution of reversing the brain drain here on Long Island, and he's co-steward and he's Brookhaven National Labs Manager of Educational Programs and Long Island STEM Hub. So do you think that Long Island can realistically compete with other states?
I think there's no doubt.
Okay.
We have just yesterday.
Because you hear a lot of shifting, a lot of people moving and, you know, pockets of Midwest, Tennessee, the Carolinas.
Yeah. They're going to have a hard time competing with the capabilities and the talent here on Long Island.
Okay.
The school systems are head and shoulders above those in those areas typically, and they're working very hard to compete with us.
Okay.
But our school systems, there's a reason our people migrate out of here, because they go to school in these other parts of the country, and when they graduate, they're highly sought after because they're really good.
Sure. Right?
And so there's a lot of
great program, yeah.
Right, there's a lot of really good people here. And so just yesterday, John Cameron, Cameron Engineering, who always needs people over there, was talking about he has done projects nationally, regionally, nationally, and internationally. And he said he has never seen a workforce that has the capabilities and the initiative and the motivation that the Long Island workforce has.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty powerful words from him.
And he's a local businessman.
He's a local businessman. He's built his own engineering firm up. He took a chance when he was young with a couple of kids at home and a wife who said, "Oh, my God, what are you doing?" And, you know, he's become very successful. And he's a hardworking man with a lot of hardworking people. And he says the talent here is unlike anywhere else. And so I think
– that's great to hear.
One of the things we have to really think about, though, is a lot of our students will go to school in other parts of the country, and they may or may not come back. They may come back later on after they've had that experience and realize there's no place like Long Island, right? It's a pretty special place. But there's also, when you look at the diversity across Long Island, there's an incredible number of young people here who take advantage of our community colleges, which are quite good, and migrate up into our four-year universities right here on the island and are ready to stay here. And we need to make sure that the systems we're creating and the work that we're doing in our educational systems are supporting that community and making them ready for these jobs too. And they can do that right here at home. Our institutions have extraordinarily good programs to prepare these students for these jobs that we're making available now and going forward.
So what I'm hearing from Ken White today, today's guest, as he talks about, as from his part of the solution, providing the opportunity, the awareness, the understanding of the careers that are available in the umbrella of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And again, Ken is the co-steward and Brookhaven National Labs Manager of Educational Programs. The educational infrastructure is solid. It's turning out a solid product in the students. They're sought after. And just, you know, it was Cameron Engineering, did you mention?
Right.
So you know him, you're friends with the owner, and he's impressed at the level of talent Long Island's able to put out there.
He is, and he was very clear about that yesterday when we launched this video series of creating awareness. So he's excited to be, and I say, you know, it's people like John who are industry leaders on Long Island. He led the Long Island Regional Planning Council for some time. He knows the island inside out. And
so he can speak on it.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
And he is very clear that we need to do this, and it's industry leaders like he and like John and others who are really reaching down and making sure that our students are developing that awareness and the parents are developing it. And so there's a number of champions like that across Long Island that are part of this initiative.
Well, Ken, listen, I appreciate your time coming on. It's something that we all know, whether you're the politician, whether you're the small business owner, whether you're in the educational world, it's a problem that has to get fixed. You're doing your part. You know, your mission, you're really doing it. You're doing a great job. I just love the fact that we're creating an awareness for the next generation and the current generation of people who are entering, you know, just seeing more opportunities that are out there. And it's not negative, and there's a lot more than people may think. So it's important to spread your message. I'm glad you were here today. So in like the minute we have left, from your perspective, because I know you can only solve so many problems, but like, hey, Tim, I would love it in the fact that, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, we could have accomplished what? What's your objective from where you sit?
What we would like to see is we would like to see a really diverse population of students who have the ability, awareness, and capability from a logistics standpoint to participate in programs that will build their science, tech, engineering, mathematics skills. We know that students who graduate with those kind of degrees earn on Long Island about 75% greater than the average person.
Really?
And we know that many of them will migrate into things like financial industries and others, the service industries you talked about. But let me tell you, having somebody in the service industry who's really good in mathematics and logistics and critical thinking and analytical skills is highly valued. And so
across many industries.
Right.
Yeah.
So our thought would be that as we start to see increasing numbers of young people going into STEM fields, choosing that as majors within the schools, choosing some of the technical and career preparation for the trades that involve technology and math as well, would be a win. Students choosing that pathway to go into science, tech, engineering, mathematics fields. And we can measure that. We can see the transition in the number of students participating in those programs.
Well, I think you're certainly off to a great start, especially with the you know, the program and the videos full STEM Ahead Long Island. You guys can be doing some great work. And we need you. We need people like this and initiatives like this. So thanks so much for being on board today.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity. And I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge one more time Empire State Development, New York State, for supporting the program. SUNY System supports the STEM hubs regionally and statewide, and so we're excited to have their support.
A lot of hands are going to be needed.
we're gonna fill those jobs, Tim.
Awesome. Ken White, thank you so much again. Ken White, co-steward and Brookhaven National Labs Manager of Education. Stay tuned. I know there'll be more great updates from Ken and his initiatives.